So what about the people who buy the clothes? Let's bring this global story close to home now. We sent the world's Jason Margolis to downtown Boston to talk with shoppers.
I stood outside some clothing stores bothering shoppers on a very windy day today. I asked them if they checked the label to see where their clothes are made. Most everyone answered like these two women.
At the price tag?
You look at the price tag?
Yeah.
I mean, I look at stuff that I like. It doesn't really matter, like, where it comes from.
I also stopped newlyweds Steve and Annie Burkle and asked them the same question.
Well, we're shopping for you, so you got the answer.
Not really. Don't tend to. No, right now I'm just trying to find something warm because it's freezing out here.
My purpose here isn't to make these people seem ill-informed or apathetic. Steve and Annie both say they'd like to do the right thing, but, well, it's just not that straightforward.
It's hard for us because, I mean, unless you're going to, like, a boutique shop, like a handcrafted, something made, you know, locally, everywhere you go, it seems like something's made in China or Bangladesh or whatever, so.
Yeah, it's hard to know what's good and bad.
Right, definitely.
Bud Kahnheim has some sympathy for these shoppers. He's been in the fashion business for six decades and is now the CEO of Nicole Miller.
The public is not responsible for determining where things are made. That is a phony, baloney idea. Nobody is patriotic and pays more for an American car that's worse than a Japanese car. They don't do it.
He says consumers buy the best product at the best price. The Nicole Miller brand actually produces the majority of its clothes in New York, a rarity these days. Nicole Miller pays its sewers and cutters more, and it's reflected in the price tag.
If you're going to buy something that is somehow ridiculously low price, go take a look at those factories. That's where you'll find your abuses.
Of course, buying a super cheap T-shirt doesn't automatically signal abuse. And most people can't afford to buy pricey Nicole Miller stuff. Still, Robert Ross at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts, says consumers do have to share some responsibility.
The average American has eight pair of jeans. People should buy fewer and better clothes. That would be good for garment workers.
But that's not something a lot of shoppers want to hear. Take Karen, who was doing some vacation shopping in Boston. She doesn't want to buy clothes made in a sweatshop, but she doesn't want to feel like a bad person just for picking up a nice new dress at an affordable price.
Yes, I think consumers have a responsibility, but the corporates are the ones that can do something about it.
One problem, though. Most American and European clothing brands are removed from the manufacturing process. They either don't know what goes on in the factories they buy from, or they choose not to investigate. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Boston.